Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
For the second time, Lifetime has canceled Drop Dead Diva. Doesn't look like it'll be resurrected again. So the upcoming season will be its last. And if you haven't watched, please binge watch seasons 1 through 5 so you can be just as sad as I am.
Number four.
It wasn't just a baby making weekend. It was a baby delivering weekend. Simon Cowell's baby mama, Lauren Silverman, delivered a boy on Valentine's Day. They named him Eric after Simon's late father. On Sunday, John Krasinski and Emily Blunt welcomed their baby girl, Hazel.
Number three.
Kim Kardashian feeling full of herself when she posted an Instagram showing the 1,000 red roses Kanye West sent her for Valentine's Day. But she and Kanye were quickly upstaged by Jason Derulo's gift of 10,000 roses he sent to Jordan Sparks.
Number two.
A lot of celebrity engagements over the holiday weekend. On Friday, Christina Aguilera and her boyfriend Matt Rutler became engaged. And on Saturday, Charlie Sheen popped the question to his porn star girlfriend Brett Rossi on a private plane to Hawaii.
Number one.
On Friday, I told you Niall Horan from One Direction had broken up with Victoria's Secret model Barbara Palvin. She's the one who caused so much trouble between Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez a couple Christmases ago. Well, guess who was on a date this weekend in London? Selena and Niall. Now, last year, Niall expressed interest in dating Selena, but she shot him down because she was still hung up on Justin. But that's not the case anymore. And that's your showbiz top five.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.